Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's up?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Top of the morning.
How was your weekend? Good start to the week.
Yeah? Good weekends?
It was a great weekend,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Beautiful weekend.
My young king turned one. Zane David turned
Happy
one.
Happy birthday, Zane.
Yep. I got drunk at the birthday party. I realized, Key, that birthday parties for 1 and 2 year olds are more so for the adults.
Yeah, of course.
More so than the kids. Like, they're just up and down. I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
1 year old don't know what's going on.
He has no idea. Right. No clue. I'm like, why are we throwing this grand party for a 1 year old that has no clue what's going on?
Especially if you have help helping you take care of the kids along the way. You could do your grown up thing and they could go play with the other kids.
There you go. Watch the Masters.
Put a birthday cake in front of a 1 year old, the hand goes right in it.
And right in it. Just the face. Let someone put his face in it.
So, you know who didn't have the best weekend?
Oh,
guys?
There's that transition.
I'm just happy because I'm watching the Yankees again, man. We haven't, you know, I haven't done any show where we talk enough about baseball that I can justify watching it instead of watching other things, studying up, whatever I'm doing. But now we're on in New York. I'm watching Yankees games all weekend, so I'm psyched.
I watched a little bit of the Yankees, too, in the Sox. I got a chance to check it out.
I watched the ninth inning. That's all I needed to watch.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
It was pretty good.
Good games all weekend. So we're presented by Progressive Insurance, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Guys, so the Lakers season is over, and so it appears too, is Frank Vogel's career as Lakers head coach. Woj tweets that he's going to be fired, and Frank Vogel at the press conference after the Lakers final game said this.
My reaction is I haven't been told shit, and I'm going to enjoy tonight's game, celebrate what these young guys did in terms of scratching and clawing, getting back in this game, getting a W, and you know, we'll deal with tomorrow.
Look, man, they did Frank Vogel dirty. Rob Pelinka, LeBron James, they changed their personnel. Frank Vogel's a defensive-minded coach. This is a guy that just won a championship 19 months ago, okay? But this is the reality of the world that we live in. And we've seen this movie before. We knew that he would be fired. And he also lost the locker room. Russell Westbrook wanted the ball in his hands on fast breaks. They had difference of styles. They bunted heads. If you're talking about guys text messaging during games, think about that. Text messaging people during games. There were reports of that around this weekend. Players going against coaches' instructions right after the timeout. We knew this was going to happen. It doesn't change the personnel as it relates to their lineup. But who is the next coach going to be? I nominate Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse coming from Toronto, if they're able to pry him away from Masai Ujiri and that franchise, offensively, what he could bring to this team, I think would play major dividends for them from an offensive perspective moving forward.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that Frank Vogel will probably be sent the door at some point today, as Woj reported. It's not his fault. I understand what Jay's saying. It's personnel, it's the defense that lost the locker room. All that's fine and dandy. But I think when you look at where the Lakers were at the start of the season, they never got going. And injuries derailed this team, there's no question about it. When you look at the three superstars, and Westbrook never really got going, and he was booed an awful lot, and, you know, AD, our second gun, wasn't hired at all. And then LeBron did what LeBron normally would do, but that just wasn't enough in this year. Several years ago, that would have been enough.
Yeah.
And I think the makeup of the team, the roster, things of that nature. Nobody is to blame for this, really, to be honest with you, because when you think about it, whether it was Clutch and Rich Paul and LeBron James, and then Jeannie Buss signed off on it with Rob Pelinka, and Frank Vogel signed off with Jeannie and Rob. And so all of them collectively are to blame. He gets it. I just don't know why you would fire the coach when clearly I think everybody who watches the NBA and knows about the NBA can very well tell that one of the main reasons this team never got going is because of injuries.
Yeah, like the fact that you fire the coach, it's almost like you need some excuse. Like, it was such a bad season, something had to happen. At the end of this season, everyone's like, something has to happen. Now, Westbrook's contract, very difficult to move. You may not be able to make something happen there, right? AD got hurt a lot. You can put exactly what Key just said. Go through it. Who's really to blame? Actually, the least maybe Vogel, right? Like he's no. Because he's cooking with the ingredients. They went out and got him. What else can he do?
If we play 11th, with but. We playing with guys but. That aren't very good, like you say, Max. What the hell you expect for him to do?
I expect him not to be 17 games under 500.
Just on Vogel, though?
Well, guys, let's not act like there isn't culpability here for the head coach. I get the roster construction.
19 months ago, he just won a championship.
I understand, Noki, but I get that, look, the roster construction is the same. But when you have dudes that are text messaging during games, when you have guys.
I just said that was 5 seconds ago. You can do it.
I know, but let me tell you, when you come out of a timeout and a coach draws up a play, and you have players that run different sets to smack in the face to your head coach.
Yeah, that's fine, Jay. I get it. They knew he was going to be fired, though. They knew he was going to be fired. But, I've been in a situation where I had a head coach in Richie Kotite. We knew he was getting ready to get fired. Man, we was doing all type of stuff toward the end of the season. We knew he was gone.
Yeah,
we knew he was gone.
This. Check this out. Let's say I would say, this season was so bad, someone had to go, right? Picture this, and let me tell you why it's kind of an eye roll situation. Jeannie Buss steps up and goes, you know what? As head of the Lakers, I need to step down. That's never going to happen, nor should it, right? Let's say Pelinka says, hey, I'm the GM. I put this together. It was such a bad job by me. I'm firing myself. Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. LeBron steps up. In fact, hey, everybody, it's right here. It's on me. I'm the one who insisted on Westbrook, so I should be traded. None of those things are going to happen. Westbrook can't be traded because of the contract, or it's difficult. You're not going to get much back. So when you go down the line, where you're going to fire an assistant coach, if this feeling is something needs to change, by default, it's going to wind up being Vogel.
But you guys, go back to the beginning of this, right? Like, people really wanted Ty Lue to be the head coach.
Yep.
People really wanted Jason Kidd to be the head coach. So all that going into this, I think those guys would have received a lot longer runway than Frank Vogel. So it's a combination of, hey, we thought we should have had that. That didn't really work out. He's losing the locker room. And when you don't got buy-in from your best players, that's a
question.
Problem.
Question. Is this part of LeBron's legacy now? He gets coaches. Not only does he, wherever he goes, they win championships, they make strong runs until this year, no matter what's around him. But he also gets coaches fired. Is that part of the legacy?
I don't think it's part of the legacy. I think it's part of the story. It's part of, hey, LeBron James, he won a championship. Yeah, man, God, Frank Vogel got fired. Oh, man, they won a championship. So-and-so got fired. I mean, that's just part of
but that's the legacy.
That's nothing to do with the legacy.
I wouldn't even use the word legacy, just part of the story.
But here's my are you gonna remember LeBron James for getting David Blatt fired, or are you gonna remember him for winning the first championship in the history of Cleveland?
What you just said is super important to me. The chronology of that. David Blatt, he got him close, no cigars. They went LeBron is always like in Cleveland when he first left, he had to take things into his own hands. Everyone was like, yup, that was the right thing because they were never going to get you a championship.
But also
contender.
Think about this, Mike, Max, Mike Brown didn't win a championship and got fired. He didn't win a championship and got fired. Wait. David Blatt didn't win a championship and got fired. Ty Lue won a championship with him. LeBron left. They wind up firing him.
But this is what I'm saying.
That's not LeBron's fault.
Go back to the beginning. Cleveland won doing enough. He made the right basketball choice to leave. Basketball choice, right? Miami, you got Pat Riley there. LeBron ain't calling the shots, mm-hmm. right? Like, there's just too much strength at the top of the organization. 4 years. But still goes to Cleveland. Right choice. They were younger and better, right? David Blatt, not good enough. Right choice. Bring in Ty Lue. That was the right choice. Now he's on to the Lakers. Wins a championship there. Justified it. Okay, you did it.
That was the right choice.
Right. This is the first time where, and I guess it wasn't LeBron's choice, the choice of coaches, but it was his choice of roster. It didn't work. First time, it really just didn't work.
Yeah, I also look at Cleveland as it relates to David Black, coming off, he just came from Miami. He just came from Pat Riley. And people wanted Eric Spoelstra fired. But guess what? You had a strong management group in Pat Riley and Mickey Arison and Nick Arison that said, no, we're going to give this time. So when you come to Cleveland, you can do things your way. And that's when LeBron really started to become empowered as a player and GM, because he had to in order to get Cleveland over the hump. He comes over here, he wins a championship, he flexes a little bit Russell Westbrook, it doesn't work. But still, guys, when you lose the locker room, and you've been hearing reports about this for most of the year, it's hard to get that back, especially if you may be stuck with Russell Westbrook, who bunts heads with Frank Vogel all the time. Mm-hmm. You need somebody offensively that can help you change the narrative of this team. You have to.
Yeah, but also, okay, so you go out and you hire whoever you want to hire. And mm-hmm. Like Max said, the Westbrook deal is going to be, you know, it might be hard to move. We may wind up being not necessarily stuck with Westbrook, but playing with Westbrook this next season along with LeBron and AD. So the three ice creams is going to be there in the banana split. Everything else, all the toppings and stuff are going to go around that. You going to fire the coach if they get knocked out in the first round next year?
Bingo. You're gonna fire the coach again? But that's what you're saying. You're saying the coach has taken the fall for the GM. Is the GM Rob Pelinka, or is it LeBron James, in fact? What does the team look like?
I think it's a collective group of all of them that made the decisions mm-hmm. to put the roster together. I don't think that they let LeBron James just sit there.
Was that Vogel at all?
I think all of them collectively made decisions on players. I don't think they just sat there and let LeBron and Rich Paul just pick all the players.
We're over here talking about it's such a sad day for, you know how happy Frank Vogel is today? Do you know? We're talking about whose voice matters the most. You think Frank Vogel's voice matched the likes of LeBron James or Jeannie Buss or Rob Pelinka? No way. He was at the bottom of the totem pole. Frank Vogel will get a job like that to a better situation where he will have more autonomy. It feels like he had zero say in how things went down on this team.
It was weird because in Miami, Pat Riley runs the show, right? Period. In Cleveland, LeBron ran the show. In L.A., it was like a mixture. It wasn't the strength of the organization on top like in Miami, not as weak as Cleveland. So LeBron didn't get his GM and head coach. Kobe got his GM. Late, great Kobe Bryant, when he was still around, got his GM in place. And then the Lakers got a different coach than LeBron wanted in place. It wasn't just a clutch sports situation. And that mixture, where it's like, hey, we'll compromise, didn't seem to work this year. They won a championship, so it worked then. But this year, it kind of blew up.
Go ahead, Mac.
No. That's it.
I was going to say, that's because of the injuries, though. And I understand losing the locker room, like Jay said. Yes, you never want a coach to lose the locker room, and you never want a coach that has an issue with players because it starts to bleed down from one locker to the next, and you never want a coach to have to take a side of a player, none of those sort of things. I understand all that. But at the end of the day, the roster was made up by everybody involved. It just didn't work out because the injuries derailed this team significantly. I just feel bad that Frank Vogel is the one looking bad. And I bet you if you asked a majority of the front office people in the NBA and coaches and even some players in the NBA, they're going to all probably say it's not Frank Vogel's fault, regardless to what his expertise is, and they struggled on the defensive side.
I understand. The next head coach better have a strong spine, because he is walking into a Game of Thrones scenario for who wants more power.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Much more on the Lakers' future without Frank Vogel. And, you know, if AD and LeBron is a championship duo still, in 1 hour, we're talking that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Guys, Key, you already mentioned it, but Jay, you were talking about your kid's first birthday party. Key, what about you? You had a birthday party for a child over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, I was with you guys. Was it Wednesday we went to the Knicks game? Nets on Wednesday, and then I hopped on the plane on Thursday and went to the Laker game out here in L.A. on Friday. OKC Lakers and my 10-year-old
like
son.
It was a concert, though. Why would that video sent me? Yeah, why was it a concert in the car? What were they playing?
Everything that I can't talk about on air at 10 years old. They was playing some of that music, man, that I had to turn around and look at my wife and like, what the hell are you doing? But, at 10 years old, man, that's what they do. What you going to do? I can't do nothing about it. Hey, what you want? What do you want me, as they say, what you want me to do? Not what do you want me to do. What you want me to do. But it was fun. It was a lot of adult beverages flowing, having to deal with 20 10-year-old kids, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids, as my mom would say, mannish little boys.
Well, you got the win. The Lakers got the win for you.
So you had have the actual birthday party?
In the stadium, in the box. In the ESPN 710 box.
Pays to be Key's kid.
That's a hell of a 10-year-old birthday party.
Yeah, man. I didn't have no
box. Oh, we got the box at the Lakers game.
My kids live in a different world now, man.
Yeah, man.
And some of the kids that they was with have had, boxes of their own that they actually
own. Yeah, they're like, what's this? This ain't nothing. What?
Yeah, this ain't nothing.
A reality show. Like real children of L.A.
It's unbelievable when you travel in certain circles. The privilege and the money that you see the kid, it's not the kids come from their family. They shouldn't apologize for it or be ashamed of it or whatever, but they are not used to functioning in the real world. This is not the way most people grow up. And you gotta keep
not at all.
Beating your kids in the head with that, right?
Like, yes,
by the way,
work.
You know this is not normal.
It's work, Max. You gotta tell them, say, hey, man, we're not wasting this food. I understand everybody wants to order, but I want y'all to eat this. It's only so many Shirley Temples y'all going to just let the ice melt in.
Oh, I hate Key. I have my kids split the Shirley Temples nowadays. Hey, could you throw some extra maraschino cherries in there and give me an extra
maraschino?
Cup? Because you all
man,
leave
one,
most of it.
Hey, it was one little boy that's going to be a tackle in the future.
Yeah.
He had about 20 of those and was eating them. I was just like, your stomach is going to hurt tonight.
Maraschino is what they put in old fashions?
Those like
it's
red
like a
cherries.
Fancy cherry.
I've never known this.
Juice.
I just had cherries.
Yeah.
They're red.
They're so
give me the red. Give me the red cherry.
That's like candy, man. That's like candy.
For real?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Italian
we are back
cherries.
In 10
They're
seconds.
The worst
ESPN
whiskey
radio.
Guy ever.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Like it's a hard turn to make, but like, I was shocked when I read it on social media. Dwayne Haskins, 24 years old, what do you say? Hit by a truck on the highway as he was trying to cross the highway. I remember the draft was just a couple of years ago, and I was arguing that Haskins might be the best player in the draft. It didn't turn out that way exactly yet, but at least quarterbacks. But guys, as a very inexperienced quarterback at Ohio State, I thought he got better and better every week, and he put up crazy numbers. And was with the right kind of organization, right? He was going to have a real shot to turn his career around. And I had to do a double take when I read it. Like, what? Haskins was killed by hit by a truck on a highway?
Can I just say this, Max and Key? I'm sure a lot of people will talk about football. I don't go to football. I go to rest in power for Dwayne Haskins. I go to him as a young person, a son to a mother and father, a family member to people. And just God rest his soul. Everybody has different challenges. I don't know what happened, but it was such horrific news to get in the morning to see that. And you just hope that he and his family, our prayers to them. That's all really I have to say about it. It's so sad when somebody so young has been taken from us.
Yeah, when you are a parent who has lost a child.
Oh, my God.
Dwayne Haskins is 24 years old. I lost my daughter a year ago at 25 years old. There's no real words for it. You can't describe it. And I can only imagine the pain that his family, his mother, fathers, brothers, sisters, whomever, family, close friends are feeling. Because when you're young, man, you're 25, 24, whatever the case may be, We're not talking about a 90-year-old or 85-year-old who lived a full life. He has Dwayne Haskins didn't even get started yet. His life hadn't even started. And so, much like you say, Jay, you just thoughts and prayers and try and keep everybody strong within your family and try and bounce back and take one day at a time as much as you can, because it's going to live with you for the rest of your natural life.
Key, no, you said it like it. It's like a double tragedy when someone that age passes, because not only usually it's the family members, as Key pointed out, that are left behind, that are really the ones who suffer, right? Because the deceased, it's over for them, and everyone else has to live with that pain. In this case, though, when it's someone this young, it's also, oh my God, you didn't even get started. And on top of that, a whole lifetime of work put into being one of the best in the world. You made it to the NFL as a first round pick. And now is when it pays off, right? Like right now, it's an unspeakable double, triple tragedy. What else can you say about it? And Key, I'm like, when you bring up your own experience, I can't even, I lost a brother who I was very close to, who was still in his 20s, almost 30. I can't even imagine, Key, what this is. I can't even imagine what this is.
Yeah, it's tough. But you try to dig down deep and try to climb as up as high as you can and continue to live for that individual, because I know that's what I do for my daughter.
Key, I mean, that's what it is. You live for that individual. That's the only way you can honor their memory and why they were here with us for the time they were.
It's a heavy load.
Yeah, man.
Ugh. So, thoughts.
It happens to people every day.
Thoughts are with Dwayne Haskins' family for sure. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, we're going to be back in a few minutes.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Time to play real or not real teams that missed the playoffs in 2021, but will make it in 2022. What's up, Evan?
Yeah, let's do this. So we're doing this in honor of Cam Jordan, the Saints defensive end, who's going to be in studio with Jay and Max here in about 3 hours. So at 9:30, we're going to have Cam Jordan. He plays for the Saints. The Saints did not make the playoffs in 2021. We believe they might make a turnaround, make it in 2022. Simple as that. So, Key, real or not real, Michael Thomas and the Saints will make the playoffs in 2022.
It's real. I think they are going to make the playoffs in 2022, despite not having Sean Payton as their head coach and Dennis Allen takes over the reins as a head coach, moving from the defensive coordinating position, but he still will call the defense. I believe they will make it.
I'll say real. I'll agree with you, Key. With Jameis Winston, they were 5-2. Michael Thomas being back this year, I think with the consistency, they will only get better. They may not win a division with Brady returning, but I think they will get a wild card spot.
I'm going to say real by the skin of their teeth, because I think three teams still come out of the West. That leaves one more wild card in the division, in the conference, right? Is that going to be the Eagles, the Vikings, or the Saints? I think the Saints are the best of those three, but I think it's going to be close.
The Dolphins acquired Tariq Hill. They signed Teron Armstead from those Saints. So the Dolphins, real or not real, will make the playoffs after missing it in 2021, Key?
Not real. I still don't think that the makeup of this football team, they got all the speed in the world with Tyreek Hill along with Cedric Wilson and Jaylen Waddle. But at the end, they got a young head coach and an inexperienced head coach, and I just don't think that the Dolphins are right there with the Buffalo Bills or the New England Patriots.
I would agree with you again, Keo. Not real. Look, we always talk about what's been additive to this team, but we don't talk about what's been removed from this team. And when you remove a guy in Brian Flores who's always overachieved, who's been a defensive genius, I don't think you just come in as a first-year head coach and all of a sudden hit the ground running. I think you're going to take your lumps. Doesn't mean that they can't be better in the long run, but I'll say not real for right now.
I'm going to say not real again because of the West. In the AFC,
loaded.
I think for the first time ever, four teams can come out of the same conference. I just like the West last year. Any one of those teams could come in last in that division or win the Super Bowl. There's, I think you get at least three out of the West, maybe four. That leaves no wild cards for anyone else, and I don't see them winning the division. Not real.
The Browns, big offseason, new quarterback, Deshaun Watson. They got Amari Cooper. The Browns, real or not real, will make the playoffs in 2022, Keith?
I think they're real. Now, here's what I'm going to say. I don't know what that total win total is going to be at the end of the year, but I think it'll be enough to either win the division or make a wild card appearance, because having Jacoby Brissett there as the backup until they get Deshaun Watson, I'm assuming Deshaun will be suspended an X amount of games, but you got a veteran quarterback that can certainly fill the void for a short period of time. You mentioned Amari Cooper. We already know what they got on the offensive side of the ball as well as on the defensive side. I think this team makes the playoffs.
I'm going to go not real. You know, depending upon how many games Watson has to miss, even if that's 6-7, we'll see. I hear everybody saying everything about Jacoby Brissett, even though I think he is manageable. I still think the AFC is just absolutely loaded. And even if Watson comes back to knock off that rust, I think they get close, but I think they fall just short.
I'm with Jay for the same reasoning. I don't know what the suspension is going to be, how long, you know, so I can't really make an educated guess. But if you do want to make an educated guess, I still think the AFC West, so many teams are coming out of there. I think the Patriots will be live for a wild card, maybe the Dolphins too. It's too much to be missing a quarterback for that long. I'm going to say not real.
I don't know why this team's on this list. It has nothing
exactly
to do with all of the other teams on the list. Which one of these doesn't fit, but we'll do it anyway. They have a new coach, a new GM. Maybe it's addition by subtraction, getting rid of Dave Gettleman. The Giants, real or not real?
Not real.
The playoff.
Move forward.
Not real. Not next.
Not real.
Max, what would be a successful season for the Giants?
Just the development of players. That's like of the line. If I see the offensive line play well, they can win 6-7 games, fine. But the main thing is I want to see the offensive line play well. That's going to set everything up for the future.
Just tell me what I need to know about Daniel Jones. Either he's – well, I already know, but apparently other people need to see. So I hope Daniel Jones reveals who he is to Brian Daboll so we can make a decision to move forward.
Did you guys see this? Like an NFL executive anonymously said that age has caught up with Matt Ryan. Well, the Colts give up a third-round pick to make Matt Ryan their starting quarterback. Does he make them a playoff team? Real or not real, the Colts to make the playoffs in 2022?
Real. That anonymous source should put his name to it. But, yes, Matty Ice is certainly older, but I think he'll be a hell of an addition to the Indianapolis Colts. Much better than Carson Wentz. Understands how to be a big-time leader on a team. The only thing that they've got to do now is they've got to address the skill positions and help get Michael Pittman Jr. some help on the other side, and I think the Colts will find themselves back in the playoffs.
See, I'll say not real. I see them as very similar to the Miami Dolphins falling victim to the depth of the AFC. And look, man, I don't see them overtaking the Titans. That wild card battle, man, that's going to be up for a lot. I don't see it happening for them.
There are paths for the Colts to the playoffs, including a wild card and winning the division outright. But if you're asking me if it's real or not real, I got to make a choice. I got to say not real. Again, at least three teams I think are coming out of the West. I think Tennessee probably has a slight advantage in their own division. I think the North is strong. I got to say not real, but close.
How about the Broncos? Another team went out and got a big stud quarterback this offseason. The Broncos with Russell Wilson, real or not real to make the playoffs?
Just hearing you say big stud quarterback for Russell Wilson, do you even believe that, Evan, or are you just saying that?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Not real. I like the fact that they addressed the quarterback issue, but I don't think in year one with a new head coach, a new quarterback, young receivers that they're trying to still develop, that this team will overtake the other three teams within that division, meaning the Raiders, the Chargers, along with the Kansas City Chiefs. Not real to me.
I'm torn. This is when it gets tough, because I do have faith in Russell, but I think it's going to be hard to overcome just all the newness in year one. I think a year away them being settled due to the depth and how strong that division is, Max, I would probably say not real for right now.
As I said, any one of these teams, including the Chiefs, any one of them could come in last place in the division, and any one of them can win the Super Bowl. I felt that way about the NFC West last year. I'm going to say real here. I think if there's a team that misses it, the Raiders could win the Super Bowl, but the Chargers could also win the Super Bowl. I think the Broncos with Russell Wilson at least make the playoffs.
You think Kansas City can really come in last
in
the division?
Any one
I
of those,
don't see that at all.
It's possible.
The team that got to the AFC Championship four times in a row.
You could win 8-9 games and come in last in the division. You know, I kind of say real on the Broncos. I think it's real. They're going to make the playoffs.
Key, how about the Chiefs for you? Could they finish last in the division?
No, they're not going to finish last in the division.
Why I'm not picking them to finish last.
I just kind of said it.
Finish last
I'm saying any
what
one
are
of
you talking about Max. That's not possible.
No, I think what Max is saying is really interesting. Actually, you don't believe that there's a scenario in 2022 where the Chiefs finish last. He's not saying it's going to be that scenario.
Of course, there's a scenario, but it's not going
to happen.
I wouldn't pick it to happen either.
You guys are throwing it against the wall, and if it sticks, great.
No. Key, think about the NFC West last year. Now, Seattle, the bottom fell out, right? But I said it before the season, any one of those teams could finish last or win the Super Bowl. I was wrong about Seattle, but the others, it could have been. And this year, that's the AFC West. Like, it could Derek Carr could win the Super Bowl this year. He could finish last. Same for Russell Wilson. Same for Justin Herbert. And you're right, the Chiefs are least likely to finish last, but not impossible. The division's that good.
It's okay.
Carolina could do the same thing. They could win or finish last.
No, they couldn't. Cannot win the Super Bowl.
It's one of those polarizing comments. Can you say it and just get people going?
Max is sitting there saying, well, they can. Derek Carr can win it or he can finish last.
Because but that's not every division. That is not. Look, hold on. Could the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl? No.
Yes.
No, they cannot.
Yes.
No, they can't. No.
They could.
No, they couldn't.
They could. No. Not going to happen, but they could.
No, they couldn't. No, they couldn't. Stop it. Key, stop it. Stop that right now.
Get him, Key.
Stop that right now.
Get him, Key. No. They could. They have a chance.
Your analogy and what you said about the AFC West and the NFC West of a year ago, I can say that about every division.
No, you can't. Three teams came out of the NFC West into the playoffs.
You can say that about every division.
Get him going, Key. Get him.
You really can't. But whatever.
Get the cheese, Max.
We're going to just go round and round. Yes, you can. No, you can't. It's like that SNL debate show. Remember, SNL used to have a debate show, like a send-up of political. Yes, no. Yes, no.
No.
Or maybe that was the Daily Show. Anyway, yeah.
You done?
Yes.
All right.
No.
Let's stay in the division. The Chargers, Justin Herbert. They got Khalil Mack. They got J.C. Jackson. Are the Chargers a playoff team in 2022? Key, real or not real?
They are. It's real. I think they are. You mentioned Khalil Mack and Derwin James and Bosa, the Tower Twins and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. I think you look at Austin Ekeler at the running back position, a young stud at quarterback. I have always said they got a really good team. I just need your favorite NFL coach and Brandon Staley, Evan, to not lose four games being the smartest guy in the room. That's all. Stop being the smartest guy in the room. Who the hell goes for it on fourth down at your own, 17-yard line?
Yeah. 2022 analytics. That's what goes for it, Key.
Man, please.
The analytics. Look,
man,
they're real.
You better be glad I wasn't on this team.
They're real. I really like this team. I've always been saying for the past year, their defense was the one thing that was the missing link for them. Obviously, the additions helped them exponentially, and it's time. It is time for Max's favorite, maybe second favorite. I'm not sure. Joe Thurrow, Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
But you have to get over this hump.
Third, throw Mahomes.
Asking Max to choose between his favorite children. We're not going to do that.
Very difficult. But I would say this. I have a good feeling the Chargers really could make the Super Bowl this year. They could also miss the playoffs, Key. But I'll say that. And could you imagine if Herbert on this team misses the playoffs, hasn't been there yet, after Burrow was just in the Super Bowl? I'll say this. they're going to make the playoffs. I like the Chargers to make the playoffs. That's real.
They could also miss the playoffs.
They could.
They could also make the playoffs.
They could also when you have a division.
That is true.
When you have a division with this many great quarterbacks, the possibilities that any one of them could win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs are real. That is not the case with
Max
most divisions
Kellerman.
Ever in football.
Max Kellerman, not the case. Please tell us something we don't know.
I just did, apparently. Apparently, I just did. All right. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What NFL team that missed the playoffs last year, which one, will make it to the playoffs in 2022? Keesh, that's this upcoming season. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, brought to you by Mako. When life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako and go to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. Dan Graziano is with us now. What's going on, Dan? ESPN NFL insider.
You know, Monday.
Born ready.
Born ready.
Born ready to do hot news.
Tell them. You know I'm ready. Dan, you know matter what the board says, you know I'm ready.
You know what I'm saying, right? When I say any team in a given division, it's rare, can either make the play, can either make the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. That's an unusual thing. You don't normally say that about teams in most divisions.
Oh, you're talking about the AFC West.
See?
Yeah.
Dan knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. AFC West.
It kind of seems like it's common knowledge about the AFC
Dan,
West, though.
Yeah. Every team can miss or make.
That's
every
true.
Team can miss
the,
or
the
make.
World, the World Series. The
That's
Super Bowl?
True.
No, the Lions cannot win the Super Bowl.
They never have.
Even if.
Yeah.
they never. They never have.
One of these years. No, I mean, look, the league is weird. There's going to be two or three teams that are a lot better than we think they're going to be, and there's going to be two or three teams. I mean, that's the way it is. Tell me who's going to get hurt, and I'll tell you who's going to win.
Ooh.
All right. Somebody's going to get hurt. I mean, like, it's the way of it.
Plot twist.
Anyway.
So we also talked about could the Chiefs, I said any one of those teams could finish last or win the Super Bowl. Last might mean 9-10 wins. Who knows in that division, right?
But the Chiefs.
They said they were quick to throw out, not the Chiefs can't finish last. I admit they're the least likely to, but I could see that division's that good.
Yeah, I mean, but the coaching, right? I mean, like, Andy Reid's done it. Like, I think I looked it up, 23 years as a head coach in the league. He's made the playoffs 17 times. Like, it's not – he knows what he's doing. And obviously the quarterback, you'd still take him over the other quarterbacks in that division. So, look, I mean –
getting closer, though.
Yeah, I don't think their roster right now is what it's going to be in September. I think there's another move coming, obviously, at wide receiver and a couple other spots. But, yeah, I would not – I think you'd – I think you could go broke betting on the Chiefs to finish last in that division. Even
yeah,
in that division.
You know what? Now, under further
Thank
review,
you, Thank you, Dan.
While it's theoretically possible, I agree they're the least likely to finish last.
Yeah.
Like, I still say it could happen, but they're the least likely.
God, Max Kellerman,
you just triple quadruple down.
Nah,
keep
but
going.
I'm plainly right. As soon as I said it, Graziano goes, plainly "Oh, you mean the right. AFC West?" He knew what I was talking about before I said it.
So then, what would it take? Since Max has brought this up, what would it take for the Chiefs to finish last? Like, what kind of injury to what player?
Mahomes. I mean,
you know, obviously Mahomes. Anybody else?
It cost him a 4, 5, 6 game. I think that would probably be enough if the Raiders. You know, I mean, to see the Raiders have a first year coach, right? The Chargers have a second-year coach. Like, it's not, you know, the Broncos have a first-year coach who's never done it before. So, I mean, there are going to be mistakes made
like
by
Travis
those other
Kelce?
Teams that aren't necessarily going to be. Yeah, Kelce would cost. I mean, at this point, like, I don't know how they're going to replace Tyreek because he's just not a replaceable kind of player. So they have to figure that out. But they figure it out. All through September last year, we're like, well, what's wrong with the Chiefs? What's wrong? Well, they have to start taking shorter stuff. They did. I mean, they figured that out. If you look at, like, the top guys in the league in terms of slot receiving yards last year, Hill and Kelce both finished in like the top 6 or 7. They figured out what they needed to do, and they'll do it again. I just have faith in that coaching staff.
Yeah, of course. And when you think about, you say, Dan, how could they replace Tyreek Hill? They're not trying to replace Tyreek Hill. All they're trying to do is manage that offense to get some of the same explosive plays that they got from a Tyreek Hill. So they went out and got MVS, right? They're going to probably draft an explosive guy that we're not even thinking about. Who knows? They may take another guy in the 4th, 5th round, and we sit up there and go, well, where did this guy come from? Just like we thought about Tyreek Hill. I'm not saying that it's going to be another Tyreek Hill, but the things that they want to do from an offensive standpoint with explosive plays, they can get. It's all about the design of the offense. And I think whenever you have a quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes and you have Eric Bieniemy calling the plays and designing them, I think you're going to still see some explosive plays. The offense will just look slightly different.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that's the whole thing. A different way to skin the cat, sort of, right? To use the old expression. They got to find that out, and they have time to figure it out.
So we're talking about, before you came in, Dan, which team that missed the playoffs this past season will make it this upcoming season.
I'm guessing you're on the Chargers, your guy Herbert.
I think the Chargers are a strong possibility. Yeah. As I said,
here, Max,
the Broncos, like the addition of Russell Wilson and the defensive help on the Raiders and Devontae Adams makes it like there's a real danger. He could be concluding year three, missing the playoffs again.
Yeah.
But I think the Chargers could also make it all the way there because they're that good. But so there are a bunch of candidates. Who's your leader in the clubhouse?
I think I like Baltimore for this because of the number of injuries they had last year. Just shocking. Like, unbelievable. Starting right in training camp and continuing through the season. A return to just average injury luck would probably put the Baltimore Ravens back in the playoffs. So that was the first thought I had. Cam Jordan is here today. We just had a meeting for Get Up. So I guess I should probably say the Saints in case he's around and can hear us because he's big. They went 9-8, right? So if they get Jameis Winston for a full year, maybe they're that team. But the first team I thought of was Baltimore.
How about the Colts, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, they were right there, too. It's just, if the Titans are going to take a step back, maybe with, I don't know what they're going to do at wide receiver right now behind A.J. Brown. So, yeah, I think that's a good call. Matt Ryan's obviously an upgrade or should be an upgraded quarterback. So, yeah, I mean, they have some questions to answer still, too.
See, I got the Cleveland Browns, Dan, because no matter what the amount of suspension time that Deshaun Watson is facing, I still think that Jacoby Brissett, just my opinion, Jacoby Brissett is more than capable of doing what Baker Mayfield did for them if and when Deshaun Watson misses time. More than capable. More than capable in the National Football League. They got Amari Cooper. They got a strong running game. They can get the defense to play a little bit better. I think this will be a team to watch for.
Yeah.
What about the Broncos? They add Russell Wilson.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but again, in a division that is just, they're swimming with sharks. Where are you on the Broncos?
You're the first time head coach. And again, there's nothing against the guy, Nathaniel Hackett. Maybe he's a genius, but we have not seen it, right? And so you're going up against Andy Reid. You're going up against these other quarterbacks all the time. You know, the margins are going to be pretty thin, right? I mean, last year, the Chargers probably had a good enough team to make the playoffs. The first year head coach, obviously, you know, made a decision or two that's been debated.
Four decisions.
Regarding fourth downs. And maybe that would have swung it in the other direction. So we don't know what Nathaniel Hackett's going to do. We don't know what Russell Wilson offense is going to look like if it runs all the way through Russell Wilson as opposed to the way it was always in Seattle based on the run game. So there's still some questions there. I mean, it's easy to like them, and I'm a fan of Russell Wilson, but we still have to see some stuff there before we're sure.
DG, let's go deeper into Russell Wilson because we're kind of split and torn on this show.
Yeah.
As it relates to last year, obviously having a hand injury, right, in Seattle's lack of success. A lot of people thought Russell is just an average quarterback. Hmm. Or, you know, he can't get you over the hump because obviously they're a run-first team. Where do you believe we will be at the end of this season in the way we will be talking about Russell Wilson?
I think Russell Wilson's the kind of guy who's going to come into this season with an unprecedented and unusual level of motivation. I think he's heard what's been said about him. He knows how disappointing it was. Last year was the first time he ever missed any games since he's been in the NFL. So that matters to him, too, right? He has to show that he's durable. And obviously it was a freak injury where he banged his thumb on a guy's helmet. It wasn't his body breaking down, right? So I think he has a lot to prove. I believe that they're going to come out of the gate hot. I think the energy he brings there will be a major factor early. The question, of course, will be, can they sustain it? And, you know, that's the question about Russell Wilson. We have not seen an offense where Russell Wilson has been had to be the guy the whole time and had that be successful. I think he's certainly capable of it, but
careful what you wish for, kind of thing.
When you look at Denver's offense, Dan, they rush for about 1,900 yards as a group. Their young receivers and Jerry Jeudy and Patrick and those guys, they've got to start developing. Sutton got to develop. If you want to be a big-time 6'4" receiver coming out of SMU, you got to start to show that promise for Russell Wilson to be able to take the offensive mantle. Otherwise, you're going to get exactly what Denver gave you in the past.
We're coming right back on ESPN Radio and ESPN to AD and the Lakers. Frank Vogel's out.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.